On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below. I could hear
her. Welcome back to hour number two. Open up the phones up, cover a bunch of other news. Victor Boots joining us again, Russian military business expert, government minister, elected official in Russia. We'll get Russia's take on this coming up, what he thinks should happen here. Also, statements for Putin, support here from everybody. But right now, let's talk about Netanyahu. So Israel follows patterns. They're treating all of Iran like it's Gaza now, a genocide project, as Trump said. The whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. But they had till like 8 o'clock Eastern or whatever. Well, Israel announced that they're hitting the bridges and the trains and all the things Trump said early. And Trump already started up a few days ago, too. Just like Israel drug us in 38 days ago, 39 days ago. So it is the same story. How would Israel like us running them like this? It's already happening. Israel, U.S. striking Iranian bridges and rail systems, Craig Island, after Trump vowed Tuesday will be power plant and bridge day. So that's why Iranians cut off any contact with the U.S. a few hours ago, because none of the negotiations are real. It's all lies. So this is outrageous. And then Trump says, oh, I'll push the deadline out for you, which means it wasn't bridges and trains and power stations. And you have Israel saying it's nukes. And you got to take that serious. Trump's that crazy. As he said, praise be to Allah. Maybe he's the third Mahdi return. Here's Netanyahu.
אני כל הזמן אומר לכם שאנחנו קודשים את משטר הטרור באיראן. אבל אנחנו עושים זאת ביתר סט ובעוצמה הולכת וגוברת. אתמול הטייסים שלנו השמידו מטוסי תובלה ועשרות מסוקים בבסיס של חיל האוויר של איראן. היום הם תקפו את מסילות הברזל והקשרים שמשמשים את משברות המהפכה. הם משתמשים בהם להעביר חומר גלם לנשק, כלי נשק, ואת הפעילים שתוקפים אותנו, את ארצות הברית וגם את מדינות האזור, ואותם פעילים שגם מדכים את העם האיראני. וזו הנקודה המרכזית. הפעולות הללו, שאני אישרתי יחד עם שר הביטחון, אינן נועדו לתקוף את העם האיראני. להפך, הם נועדו להחליש ולקטוש את משטר האימים שמדכא אותם מזה 47 שנים. זה כבר לא אותה איראן, זה גם לא אותה ישראל, אנחנו משנים את מאזן הכוח מן הקצה אל הקצה.
So he says, for people that don't speak Hebrew or weren't watching on TV and couldn't read the closed caption, I probably should have read it. We're not targeting the people, we're targeting the regime, we're blowing them all up. But on Israeli TV, they say, oh, the Iranians 3,000 years ago killed some of us, so we're going to kill all them. It's just, it's pure crap. People see through it. And, oh, yeah, but 8 o'clock deadline? We'll just start now. Oh, come meet us at this delegation? We blow you up. Senior U.S. official, we are absolutely in touch with Iran. Absolutely, the talks have been positive. If we get lucky, we will have something by the end of the day. That was 7:45 a.m., the bombings by Israel and the U.S. on the bridges and trains and Kirk Island already begun. It's just like, that's Bill Hemmer saying that. Like, it's just all complete lies, complete insanity. And I'm supposed to sit here and lie to you and go along with this? Not going to happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back with tons of other huge developments. I'll give the number out and more. Share those live feeds now.